Hello, my friends. Hello, hello. Let's go to Goodreads. Oh my, where did this even come from? Just a sec, guys. I have to go do something real quick. Okay, just a sec. Okay. Sorry, guys. I was getting an ARC. Yeah. How's everyone been? It's that time. I'm finally making the episode, y'all. Just kidding. Please wait. Okay, guys. Sorry. I'm usually not this unprepared. Actually, I am. In a lot of my podcasts, episodes, I'm always unprepared, so this isn't surprising. But it's sad. It shouldn't be this way. Just a second. I need to clean something. Oh my. Why do I have to do so many things? Like, literally, like, just upload a freaking episode. Anyway, this episode is definitely going to be out of place. Anyone can clearly tell that since it's already out of place. Today we will be reviewing Geese Are Never Swans by Ava Clark and Kobe Bryant, and answer some of the discussion questions that I picked online, because, you know, I wanted to make this review interesting. So I guess not really just a review, it's a review and a discussion questions answered. But I kind of don't really want to make just about this book, so instead it's gonna be what am I reading so far, and like almost every book I'm reading so far, my thoughts on it. Because I'm reading a lot of books so far, and I need to talk a lot of things, and I feel like making separate episodes would just be a huge waste of time when I could say all what I want in one huge chunk. Especially if there's certain books that I don't really have much to comment on, and there's other books that have to literally go on and on for hours about. So, yeah, that's why this is an episode. By the way, if you hear like typing noises in the background or anything like that, it's because I'm also multitasking. I know that's a bad thing, okay? Excuse me. I know that's a bad thing. But I have to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just I have to review 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I know the number, okay? 5 books. Until like the second week of March, and I know that might seem like pretty far away, but it's not really far away at all, because the entire month of March is an incredibly busy month for me. Like, incredibly busy. I feel like be posting like every single day, which is like good for my Bookstagram account, good for my mental health. Probably not. I'll probably have a lot of headaches, and especially that I do online classes, I already get like a bunch of screen time every day, so. Yeah, it's not gonna be good for that. Doing this podcast isn't good for that either, but I wanna entertain you guys somehow. After this episode goes out, I'm gonna be reacting to a lot of those like animated story stuff on YouTube, because, you know, I've been into that stuff lately. I know a lot of people say that they, like, steal, like, thumbnails, and, like, most of the stories are, like, so absurd, there's no way they could be true. I'm not saying it's entirely impossible, but, like, yeah, it's really questionable. And the thumbnail thing, like, I don't like art thefts, but it's really hard to even tell if they're stealing or not, because they're not even saying anything in the description. It's always like, thanks for watching, and that's it. And I can't tell if it's because they're from another country, or if they don't really know English well, or some other reason, because it's really hard to tell. They don't explain anything, but we're gonna be watching that stuff because I find it funny, you know, because it's so absurd that, like, it's laughable, and it's just funny to watch. Okay, it's entertaining. I've been into that stuff lately, and yeah, so wait just a sec, I had to get a bookmark. I know you guys can't, like, see anything because this is a podcast, just audio, but if you guys see the bookmark I'm having right now, it's a pretty cute game bookmark, that's for sure. Let me just cut this screen. I'm sorry, I hate it when people put screen or, like, yarn or whatever this shit is called on a bookmark. Okay, I just find it so unnecessary. If you're the kind of person that enjoys it, you enjoy it, but I personally do not like it. Oh yeah, this is going to be a pretty short episode because obviously I'll be doing stuff in the background, multitasking. Because, you know, my whole podcast is shit. I never actually, like, focus on the topic. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm really sorry, but there's really nothing I could do. I have to work on stuff. Paul Tremblay. I thought David Tremblay for a yeah, I'm definitely not catching up on time. Definitely not. Okay, what page did I stop on again? What did I say? Let me go on Goodreads. Oh my lord. Don't worry, guys. We're gonna talk about it in a sec. I know it's stupid. So freaking stupid. But I'm sorry. I don't know what else to do. Okay, I don't know what else to do. Is it 44? You know, it really doesn't matter because I can, like, reread this chapter. I really don't. It's bringing in a new bookmark and 44. Okay, so are we ready to discuss Geese Are Never Swans? I finished this book today. I have a lot to talk about. My brain's still trying to, like, process everything that's, like, happened because I kind of can't, like, really, I wouldn't really say I can't really believe it. It's more just because, like, you know, I don't know if it's just, like, my brain, probably not just my brain, or if it's, like, with everyone else, but it's definitely not just me. I know that for sure because, you know, that wouldn't make sense if it was just me. I, like, every time I finish a book, I have to wait at least, like, one day to do the review. And I'm not talking about picture books. Like, I have to, like books that aren't picture books, I always have to, like, wait, like, a day or, like, more than 5 hours to, like, process all my thoughts and, like, get my thoughts into words on Goodreads, because otherwise I just, like, I can't think straight. Like, I'll just randomly start saying stuff that happened in the book, which is, like, one, spoiling, two, I just It sounds so weird when I do it. It's like, this is exactly why, like, I don't do that. You know, that's why I don't do it. And yeah, I just need to, it takes me a while. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't think it's good or bad. Why do I even say that out loud? See, guys, because I just, like, finished this book, that's why I'm, like, rambling nonsense right now. I'm not even thinking straight. Not that I am straight. Queer is the best. Anyway, okay, what am I even saying? I sound like I'm drunk all the time. Like, if you didn't know who I was and you, like, listened to my podcast, you'd be like, is she drunk? Or, like, are they drunk? I'm not drunk, okay? But I am crazy. I am very crazy and stupid. Okay, let's just talk about, you know, because I certainly can't get into the review right away, let's just do the discussion questions. Because I certainly cannot get into the review. I'll tell you my star rating, though. It was 5 stars. And I can't tell you anything else about that because I'm... Why did I even do this? I can't. It's obvious I can't even process my thoughts. I'm glad. Let's just go to the discussion. But what was your initial reaction to the book Geese Are Never Smart? Did it hook you immediately or did it take some time to get into? It hooked me in, like, immediately because Gus's personality, Gus the MC, by the way, the main character, his personality was just, like, he was angry. He was very emotional. He was just, like, raw. He was, like, a raw human being that, like, was just angry at his past, at his brother. And he wanted to win so bad. Like, that was the thing with him. He wanted to win so bad. Because he wanted to prove to the people that didn't necessarily, like, hate him, but he kind of, like, thought they hated him. He wanted to prove to them that, like, he was better, and, like, he could actually live up to their potential and what they, like, think of his older brother, who is a really good swimmer, but his brother died of suicide because he had mental problems. And I think that that's the main thing that Gus wants people to know, that he doesn't like his brother, and he wants to be better than her for sure. And just in general, like, he wants, like, people to finally acknowledge him. Like, he's sick and tired of, like, him being his brother's shadow. And, like, especially when people, like, started asking him, like, oh, are you doing this for your brother? And he was like, no, I'm not. What the fuck is wrong with you? But, like, he just doesn't like his brother. And for good reason, his brother had, like, mental issues, of course, but there was, like, his brother did something with him that definitely had emotional trauma, and I'm not gonna spoil it because, like, you know, that would be rude. All my reviews, I try best to make them, like, spoiler free, because otherwise that'd just be stupid. Anyway, he's just sick and tired of, like, people constantly, like, thinking that he's doing stuff for his brother when he clearly, like, hates his brother so much. And he just wants people to know that, like, he's not gonna be his father. He's gonna be, like, better than his brother. And, but he's struggling with mental problems, like, by himself, too. He's really not doing okay. He's, like, the kind of person that overworks himself, like, he really wants to get good at swimming. He really wants to be his brother's record. And because of this, this is the exact reason why he, like, sometimes starves himself. Like, his feet would be, like, raw from, because, you know, if you go in the water for too long, like, you start to get a little bit wrinkly. Like, your foot starts to get a bit wrinkly because, like, you know, you've been in the water for so long, like, it wouldn't make sense if you weren't. And yeah, like, he's starving himself, he's overworking himself, he's very tired because if you overwork yourself, you're going to be tired for sure. And we just see him in such a horrible state. But, like, we understand why he's in that state. And we also understand that he really doesn't like his mom either, because he always thought of his mom as, like, she kept, like, worshiping his older brother, aka Danny, by the way, because I know I'm not even saying names. Danny, she kept worshiping him, and, like, it was almost like she was treating him as her favorite son, but we don't really know that until the end. I'm not going to spoil it for you. He's jealous because his mom's constantly paying attention to Danny, and, like, the minute Danny committed suicide, his mom just, slipped it in this, like, period where, like, she was constantly laying around the house, like, she didn't do anything, and they take care of this, like, little girl named Winter, aka, like, his mom's, like, sister's child, but his mom's sister is, like, an alcoholic, and she definitely does not take care of her child very well, so that's why they're taking care of her child. And it's just such a burden for Gus, because he sees that, like, his mom isn't taking care of herself, because, you know, she's stuck in that, like, depressing state. Like, she's just, like, moping around all around the house all day. And, like, he feels like he has to do so much stuff, and he just, all he wants to do is just swim. Okay, like, he may be a 17-year-old boy, but that doesn't mean he's mature. And even if he was, it would be too much to handle. I mean, he has to take care of, like, so much people, and he has to deal with, like, so many feelings and emotions. And that's just why I got sucked into the book right away, because his personality, like, the things he was going through, like, this is the kind of trope that I'm, like, I'm just so into, you know, for someone who has been there, who's had suicidal thoughts. This book wasn't like 13 Reasons Why. It was done in a very great, raw, emotional way, told in Gus's point of view of his story, his feelings, his hopes and dreams. Like, everything about him was just, it was great representation, you know? Like, it did a really good job of spreading that mental health awareness and physical health awareness as well, because he was hurting his body physically. You know, if you're hurting mentally, you're going to be hurting yourself physically too. I don't know why people don't understand that, like, mental health is connected to physical health. Like, and physical health is connected to mental health, of course, but no one ever thinks the other way around, which makes me mad, but it's really not much we can do about it. This book is just amazing because, you know, everything about Gus, like, I was so proud of him. I was scared of him. I was sad. I was angry at him. Like, I was feeling so many emotions. And when I went in this book, I already knew I was going to like this, but I already knew I was going to rate it 5 stars. Because, like, this is the kind of book that I just, like, I love. I love to, like, read these kind of books. I love them. Okay. And yeah, everyone should read this book. Give it a try. I think a lot of people have already read this book because it's created by Kobe Bryant. And, you know, we all know who that guy is. And rest in peace, Kobe. Because that was a very sad moment, a very sad time for his family. And to think that he left this earth making so much achievements and making this book, it means a lot to a lot of people, including me. And rest in peace, Kobe. Okay, so for the book, as you can see from the podcast episode thumbnail, inside the book is hardcover, obviously. I don't think they sell this book in paperback copy. I only think they sell it in hardcover copy, but I don't know, like, the whole deal, because I only checked out, like, I only checked out this book from my library, and I saw the hardcover, and that was it. But I think they only, like, print this out in hardcover, because I don't know, something about it just seems like they only print it out in hardcover, because, like, I don't know, something about it, because, like, there's, like, the cover is literally, like, an illustration by an artist, and in this book there are tons of, like, plastic pages, or what do you call them, like filled with artwork made by four artists. The fifth one is the cover, and yeah, it's like some sort of like plasticky page thing. It looks really cool. The illustrations are very beautiful, vivid. They kind of give the same vibe as the book, which would make sense because, you know, they're in the book for a reason. Like, they get that raw emotional feeling of swimming, of family, of trust, of relationships, and I loved it. So yeah, that's why I think they only sell these out in hardcover, because like, I don't know how else they could like fit the illustration to the paperback copies, if you know what I mean. If you look at the episode thumbnail, which has probably attracted you to this episode, if you're new here, welcome. Feel free to subscribe and follow me if you like this kind of content. Sorry for the soft promo. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh yeah, let's answer more of these discussion questions. Actually, you know what? Looking at the time, we might actually just make this like a separate episode, because like, I mean, I already wrote down the summary for some reason. Like, well, first of all, why would you say you're gonna make like a currently reading episode if you're gonna write down the summary of Geese Are Never Swans? Like, what is wrong with me, you guys? Like, I have some issues. Plus the time is going really fast, so I mean, like, might as well make this a separate episode. I don't know, we'll see. If you like see a title, it's probably just a separate episode. Wait a second. If I am so stupid, y'all. Okay, this is gonna be a separate episode for sure, because if you see like the episode thumbnail, which is gonna be there for sure, you'll see it. It's literally a picture of the book in like a relief emoji. So if this was a currently reading book, why would there only be one book? It's a thumbnail. Oh my god, I'm so stupid, you guys. See, this is what I mean by like my stuff are never planned. I just go along with it, which is kind of a bad thing, kind of a good thing. I mean, mostly a bad thing, but this is a separate episode. That's for sure. Okay, next question, because we keep wasting time. Is the book plot based or character driven? Is the book mostly about the characters or all about the plot? This is a very, not really a tricky question, but see, the thing is, like, it's definitely not plot based, because there was stuff happening in the plot, of course. I mean, that's in every book. There has to be something happening in the plot, otherwise it's just plain boring. But it was definitely character driven, because there were times where Gus was struggling, where like he had too much to think and he was just like randomly doing things, or like just like he kept like imagining things, and it makes him kind of an unreliable narrator, but at the same time it's relatable, because like this is really like my life in a nutshell, except less depressing, because you know I'm not in a bad situation as he is. Like, I've been through trauma, but I'm not, like, still going through it. Sometimes I am, but I don't have depression or anything. So, I'm just, like, sad sometimes, and then it goes away. But I could still relate to, like, him having those thoughts and stuff like that. It's, like, to a whole point where, like, nothing exactly happens in your life. Like, stuff does happen, but it's mostly your thoughts that kind of, like, just move, you know, with the flow. And, like, it was definitely character driven, because like we were all constantly like hearing his thoughts, his doubts, and he didn't really seem to be narrating what was happening like around him. He was only narrating about like what was happening to him, and like, you know, even if that thing happened in the past, you could obviously tell he's still not over it. It definitely made a lot of issues for him, and he just, there were so many feelings incorporated into it. And that's why it didn't really feel plot-based, because he was, like, talking about stuff that happened to him, like, a long time ago, but it still affected him. It just, like, didn't affect him, like, in the plot, but, like, it affected him personally. So, yeah, it's definitely all about the characters. Okay. Let me go see. Let me go see some other questions because some of these questions aren't really as good. What are the major themes in Geese Are Never Swans? Discuss the following. Okay, let's discuss the first one. Pressure of youth sports. Okay, so I don't do sports, so I don't really know much about this topic. But after reading this book, I'm guessing, some people seem to constantly think of, if you do sports, the whole point is to make your coach proud, make your family proud, and you want to take some sort of achievement into that. You want to learn, but at the same time, you want to win. But if it's to a point where, you want to win, so badly, you're overworking yourself, and, you don't really care about the fun of it anymore, you just do it because of a certain reason. And I feel like at that point, it is a very big pressure because not only do you want to win, you want to make other people proud, but you also want to kind of care about yourself too. And it's just a huge pressure thing, especially if you're not in a good relationship with your parents, you really want to make them proud. They'll ignore you or they won't, but if they ignore you, it'll make you feel bad. And it's just, I don't know, guys. I don't really feel like I'm saying this the right way. What do you think by pressure? The pressure of winning? Or I don't even. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know much about that topic. So I'll just leave it at that. Okay, next one is family dynamic. Okay, so family dynamic is basically the patterns of interactions among relatives, their roles and relationships, and certain factors that shape their interactions. So Gus, he definitely doesn't have a good relationship with his family because they've been through trauma, Danny's suicide, of course, and he just doesn't have a good relationship with his mom because, like I said, earlier, he always felt like his mom was, jealous of him because, he was always jealous of, the way his mom treated Danny because he was the all-star, the dude that was always perfect. Danny did struggle with mental issues, of course, but I think back then no one really cared about necessarily about that because he always seemed a perfect person and everything, and that's why Gus was really jealous of him. Gus hated him, but he also hated his mom more because his mom was really proud of him. And his mom, I don't want to say, but at that time, she kind of didn't really believe in him when he said he wanted to swim too, because she said that she didn't want Gus to crush Danny's dream or whatever. And he just got really sad by that. He was just really mad that his mom just kept believing he didn't really have potential. And yeah, they definitely don't really have a good relationship. And I would say at the end of the book, I'm not going to spoil it, but I still don't really feel like they have a good relationship. But, it's getting better. It's improving at least. And you know what? That's all that matters. If you're improving, you're improving. Okay? You're not in that much of a bad state anymore. Okay, the next topic we'll be discussing is suicide and mental illness. His brother killed himself, and that definitely did a huge impact on Gus, of course. I know I'm stating the obvious, but I just had to sum it up or to make the other thoughts come out because I'm really stupid, you know. Gus, I don't know if he exactly wanted to suicide himself. No, he definitely did. He definitely did because he hated his life so much. And he wanted to get it over with because he thought that in reality he was causing so much people harm. And he was, but he didn't have to blame it on himself like that. He did it, but not intentionally. I know he wouldn't have done it intentionally, but he thought he did it intentionally. He thought he was a selfish person. And he just wanted to kill himself many times where it stated in the book where he saw the pile of pills in their bathroom. He was thinking of taking them and overdosing, but he did it in the end because someone stopped him. And thank God someone stopped him or someone walked in on him. I don't think he's necessarily talked with it to anyone. Maybe he has. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. But okay, it's a really good thing that I kind of cut that segment off because It was almost to 30 minutes, which is like the max amount you can record on Anchor, and, you know, recording another segment is better, as in, like, you know, even though the max is 30 minutes, you can record more segments and add to it. So, just so you guys are confused about what I just said. Yeah, this is another reason why it's a good thing I made this, like, a separate episode. Because if it wasn't, I don't really know how I could mix this in. This would probably be, like, 5 hours long or something. Anyway, what was I talking about? Something to do with, like, suicide, mental illness? I think that's what it is. Yeah, he definitely did want to kill himself because, you know, he didn't feel good. And it's sad because, like, the thing is, he is a good person. But, what was I even just saying? No, I was going to say that he is definitely just, he's struggling. And the thing is, he's ashamed to get help because he doesn't want help to get in the way of his dreams, but the thing is, they won't. They'll help him out, and it's just, it's sad. Okay, what am I even saying? Okay, next one, because I don't know what the beep I am saying. Next one is bravado, I think that's how you say it. It's basically when you're, like, a little too cocky, like, you're full of yourself because you want to show intimidation, like, you want to show people that you're, like, scarier or braver than you actually are. And yeah, I think this is another reason why this book pulled me right away. His personality, like, he was too, like, he wasn't overconfident in a way, but he knew that he was gonna win, and that kind of made him overconfident. But at the same time, not really, because, like, if he was overconfident, he knew he'd be, like, confident in, like, everything. And obviously, he wasn't. It was only for swimming, so maybe he was, like, overconfident. But, like, maybe that's only just swimming. I don't know. He constantly acted like he was better than everyone else, and he just treated everything like a competition. He was just like, he just kept acting like he was brave when he wasn't. He was just hiding his emotions, you know, toxic masculinity. And it was just sad because, like, you know, I think that's the reason why you really shouldn't hide your emotions. Because other than that, no one will ever, like, understand what you're saying. And you can never get the proper treatment you need. And without the proper treatment, without the proper help, it's not even, like, being ashamed to get help. It's the fact that, like, you just don't think you need it, and it's just, you do need it, and if you're gonna keep denying it, the situation is only gonna get worse and worse. So I'm glad in the end he got a therapist. He didn't really like his therapist, but, you know, we'll keep it at that because I don't want to spoil more. I know I said I wasn't gonna spoil, but that wasn't really, like, a spoiler, was it? I was talking about the therapist. I don't know, but, he's a good person. I know he's a good person. I just, like, I wish, but, like, he was improving, you know, that's all that matters. I don't even know, you guys. I don't even know. Okay, next one. Secrets and human needs. Yeah, he definitely does keep a lot of secrets going along with the bravado thing because he just, like, wants to act like he's braver than everyone else. He hides his emotion. He had secrets that he really shouldn't, because if you're, like, struggling, literally, physically, mentally struggling, you need to reach out, get help. You shouldn't be ashamed to do that. And you shouldn't be, like, thinking you don't need that, too, because, like, he was really struggling. And, you know, I think he was ashamed to get help, because, like, if you feel like you don't need it, isn't that kind of, like, you just, like, don't like it? I think that's what it was. Human needs. Yeah, you gotta put your human needs first, bro. He wasn't eating, sleeping. Wow, like he just wanted to get better at swimming, and it just wasn't good for him so because you need to treat yourself like a decent human, dude. You don't even have to treat other people like a decent human. Please treat yourself like a decent human. I mean, that's why, winning versus happiness. Going out of the private open, he had this issue where he definitely kept thinking winning, equaled happiness, but it doesn't. Like, winning does not equal happiness. Winning might make you happy, but most times, it probably wouldn't. And if you keep thinking it did, well, I don't even know what to say. Either way, either way, yeah. Okay, think we're done discussing this book. All in all, I just feel like you should really check out this book if you're interested because it really does talk a lot in a good way, in a good representation of what it's like to go through something, what it's like to continue improving. He didn't have a happy end right away, but like that's the thing in real life. Like you can't just automatically like be good. Like especially if you experience trauma, like it takes a while to like improve yourself, to change like your habits, change the way you view the world. Like I just start realizing that there is possibilities out there, and if you know, like everyone's hurting, and you know your worth, and you matter, you're valid, you're beautiful. You just need to love yourself because if you're constantly waiting for someone else to love yourself, that may never happen. So just love yourself first. Tell yourself one compliment each day. Tell yourself why you matter because you do matter. And you really shouldn't treat yourself like crap. Because you are an amazing person, and if any of you guys are going through this, I suggest like searching online suicide hotline and then put in your country. Because if you're going through this, you are not alone, and you need to know that. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. See you later. Yeah, pad works out.